This is KUT. Austin Mayor Steve Adler is among those calling on Texas state leaders to drop a lawsuit over President Obama's executive action on immigration. The lawsuit brought by Texas and 25 other states seeks to block Obama's executive order that protects some immigrants here unlawfully from deportation. A federal judge issued an injunction to block the order, but that ruling is being appealed. KUT's Veronica Zaragovia reports.
Christina Tsinsun with the Workers' Defense Project in Austin sums up the activist stance against the lawsuit in one sentence.
We think this lawsuit is bad for workers, it's bad for Texas businesses, and it's bad for Texas families.
She says of the 2 million immigrants in Texas unlawfully, 750,000 of them would qualify for deportation protection or work authorization. Among them would be Carlos Peñate Alvaro, who lives in Austin. He has a landscaping company. He says Governor Greg Abbott should take a tour of construction sites and see that Americans don't want those jobs. I assure you, if he'd go look at construction sites, he'd find undocumented Hispanics doing the hardest work under the sun, the hardest jobs there are. Peñate Alvaro has a daughter who qualified for the DACA program and another who's a U.S. citizen. He says if he can get a Social Security number, he could get more work. Law professor Michael A. Olivas at the University of Houston thinks Obama is within his authority to use executive action to shield some immigrants here unlawfully from deportation.
And the reason he's had to act is because Congress has been so slow in acting on comprehensive immigration reform.
But Governor Abbott argues the president can't unilaterally get rid of previous immigration laws and create new employment and social welfare programs on his own. Either side will likely appeal whatever the federal appeals court decides to the U.S. Supreme Court. It's possible these immigration initiatives will be tied up in court beyond the end of Obama's term in 2017. Veronica Zaragovia, KUT News.